Hey, Lucinda.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Pretty well. It was a nice weekend.
Tell me what you got into.
I had the privilege of meeting up with some old young friends of the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Circa what year?
2017, probably.
Holy shit.
This couple was probably the best young friend love story that you have ever heard.
A true it couple.
A true it couple. Ian and Sarah, shout out, met at a young friends committee meeting, and then they started dating, got married, and now have a beautiful daughter. Thanks to the young friends of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. You too, audience, can find love at a young friends meeting.
It could happen to you.
And then I also got out into nature and saw the Wayne Art Center's public display of art off of a trail this weekend from, I think, from a lot of the students that had been there all summer for their art camp program that they have together. So it was cool. It was nice to see it.
Arts up and comers.
Yes. So true. So true. Lucinda.
Yes.
Walk us through your packed art weekend.
On Saturday, Petite Garçon and I hit Old City. But before we did that, we ran all of the errands. He went to a little French workshop. We went to Target and he got to spend a gift card from his birthday like 6 months ago.
Nice.
We picked out his first day of school outfit. We're still workshopping it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming together.
Yeah.
No uniforms.
Okay.
I wish there was a uniform.
Yeah. Maybe you can make your own.
I maintain that a rugby shirt is the ideal top for a little man because you get the knit, the comfort of a knit.
Yep.
You get the...
versatility of long sleeves.
Versatility of... I don't know how that makes it versatile, but go off.
You roll them up.
Okay. You get the... like, put-togetherness of a collar.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Just get them 25 of those.
25 different striped rugbies.
Yeah.
How about that's a little overkill? I think we could stop at 5.
Well.
Okay, on to what I did, for reals. We hit Paradigm Gallery, where we saw Threads of Allegiance, Little Italy, and Cruel Intentions. The first one, Threads of Allegiance, was especially moving. We went to Jane Gallery and saw Lucy's Cornerstone exhibition. It's her first solo show, so it's kind of major.
Wow.
The topic was Philadelphia, lots of Philadelphia nature, Philadelphia architecture. Chef's kiss.
Love it.
Museum for Art and Woods group exhibition, a.k.a. from one of their residency programs called A Plank in a Shipwreck, is on.
Love that name.
I know. It's good. Petit Garçon followed me around the exhibition space with a little piece from the wooden petting zoo.
Nice.
The one that really struck me was originally Distinct's exhibition called I'm Me, Who Are You? At Pi Gallery, where I nearly dropped 4K, of which I have none of that to drop on art.
Oh, very moving piece then.
Very moving piece. Fell in love. Nearly missed a mortgage payment for it. The last day of 12 Gates group exhibition, first was a C. We caught that on Saturday. Their next exhibition is going to be later on in the fall. And then we saw the group show at Fan Gallery. Shout out Mr. Fred's name. And then finally, we popped into Muse Gallery and saw Lauren Sapori's exhibition, Flightless Bird Headed East. It was great.
Awesome. But you didn't stop there.
No. Petit Garçon was complaining about his tummy aching, probably because all these gallerists are giving him treats candy, and cookies, right? Yes. And candy. And he's complaining about a tummy ache on the way home. And I had previously promised him a stop at the playground, although... you know, he starts complaining. I'm like, okay, well, we can just go past the playground. It's right here. And he's like, bye, Mom.
And he's out. He's out.
Like, you've got 8 minutes.
Heading for the slide. This
was the day it was really hot.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day, Sunday, we went to Da Vinci Art Alliance after his soccer practice, and we saw the U Arts alum and faculty exhibition. It's called U Arts, No Vessel Can Hold the River. And we saw Claire Cook's and Ben Kramer's exhibition, Friend of a Friend of a Friend. On that note, guys, if any former UART students have been reunited with their artwork through Thunderbird Salvage, please reach out. We want to talk to you. Would love to have you on. Let's chat.
Yeah.
On to the conversation.
This is Robert Marsh, and you're listening to Philly Has Heart Podcast. In this podcast, we sit down with artists, gallerists, educators, curators, and other creatives who comprise the Philadelphia art world to discuss upcoming performances, exhibits, and other events and initiatives that are not to be missed. The art scene in Philadelphia is so rich that it can seem daunting. Consider this your weekend cultural recommendation. With me always is my producer, Lucinda Deggerland.
Hello, hello.
And today we have Dominique Sammarco. We're so happy to have you today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Excellent, excellent. So Dominique, we always ask our guests to start with their origin story. Take us through your journey that brought you to art, as well as moments big and small.
I really appreciate this question because my art series that I just started, that I had at Da Vinci Art Alliance for the solo show, it's literally like about my journey in life. So wow. I'm always thinking about this kind of being an educator in Philadelphia, where you start, your development, your connection to the community, things like that. For me, where I started in terms of art, I feel like maybe this happens with a lot of people. We've always gravitated to like creating things out of like nothing. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I had a lot of, you know, I didn't come from a whole lot of money. So I had a lot of time to like think of ideas. So I would take like a simple thing and like a sock and like cut it up and make like a dress for a Barbie.
Oh, that's perfect. Nice. Yes.
Or like I distinctly remember when I was a kid and I would like cut up an old jean and then use wood glue. Like I remember using wood glue to make a purse.
Whatever was like, around.
Why was my brain thinking of taking jeans to make into a purse using wood glue? I have no idea. So like I was always very creative and like making anything out of nothing. And then I went to high school and I felt like I was kind of celebrated for my talents in art in some ways. I didn't like high school at all. Like, I did not enjoy it. But I really enjoyed creating things. I loved the art room. I had really great teachers growing up, you know. So I felt a sense of belonging in the sense of, like, being kind of useful or, like, you know, for having a skill that I could, like, help people with. And then after high school, I went to Community College of Philadelphia. So I'm the first person in my family to go to college. So that was like a pretty big journey already.
Yeah.
And I had amazing professors there. And it was really tough kind of navigating higher education. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just where I started thinking about like equity and community and access and stuff.
Yeah.
After CCP, I was able to get a scholarship to my dream college, which is in Baltimore, MICA. MICA is Maryland Institute College of Art, so it's a private art school. It's like a fancy schmancy art school.
Nice.
So, I don't know, coming from CCP, I was like, no, I'm going to try to go all the way with
it. Yes. Going to the best of the best.
So, I went to MICA for 2 years. I went in as a transfer, and I got a painting degree there. That department, like the painting department there was so cool. Like, it was so surreal. Me being a Philly girl and being able to get into a school like that was, like, so cool.
Yes.
After MICA, I taught, like, for a little bit of time in Baltimore. And I was contracted in as a teacher in a school in Grove Park Elementary. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have any art education or anything like that. So they would contract musicians in and artists in to teach to the kids. So I think, again, I'm starting to think about, like, community, equity, access. After I was in Baltimore, I eventually decided that, you know, I want to teach and give back to my own community that I grew up in. So I went back to Philadelphia. That's where I started to, like, I got into high schools and I developed a art department at a high school in Southwest Philly that didn't have an art program. So I love what I do. So I was able to start an art department from the ground up, painting, drawing, sculpture, AP art and design. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm currently at right now. And now I'm starting to get my foot in of not just being seen as like an educator, but also like an artist as well. Sorry, right? That was very long-winded.
No, this is great.
Oh my gosh.
No, this is perfect.
While you were in CCP or at MICA, what art direction were you gravitating towards?
Man, I had some really good professors. I'll always like shout out to the people that kind of like nurtured that talent in me and like just like made me feel like it was okay to like keep pursuing the arts. Yeah. So like I had a really amazing professor, Jeffrey Reed. He was a landscape painter and I could just see myself doing what he kind of was doing. I always really liked color. I don't know. I loved color. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at my paintings now, they're very colorful.
Yes.
I, like, push it. I'm like, yes. Let's just be bold. So, and then I transferred into MICA as a painting major because, like, I just wanted to, like, specialize in that.
Gotcha. What's it like to go into, you know, a public school and recreate that art department from nothing? Where do you even start?
I kind of draw from my experiences, like, you know, it's seeing how my professors taught,
mm-hmm.
seeing how they developed their departments. And I would draw from, you know, lesson plans that I saw at CCP or lesson plans that I saw at MICA and like how they would structure their department. And I would take things from them and I would put them together. And I'm like, okay, no, like, I think this is what this department would need. And then like, you just kind of like fake it till you make it.
Right. Yeah.
With anything, like, just if you have, like, the, like, just be confident, just try it out. If it correct. Doesn't work, like, you can always course correct, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I draw from
it's
my
like
personal
It's like a painting
experience.
That isn't finished yet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, I love that.
Going back a little bit, we caught on that place is a major theme in your work and yeah. just like calling back to Philly Dreamin' and Becoming, but also having been to MICA in Baltimore. Think of Baltimore and Philadelphia as spiritual sisters.
Yeah, I could see
But also
that.
There are a ton of contrasts. For example, I think Philadelphia stands on its own as a primary city, whereas Baltimore, I think, will always be in the shadow of its I-95 sister,
yeah.
D.C.
Yeah.
But I guess what attracted you to MICA from Philadelphia was location at all?
Yeah.
A piece of that? And then did you know that you wanted to return to Philadelphia eventually after school, or did you leave it up in the air
okay,
until
yeah.
after?
I think for Baltimore, I think in some ways it was location, but again, my painting professors came from MICA too, so I also had like that connection there.
Mm-hmm.
I was contemplating between going to SAIC in Chicago, the School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
Okay.
I was thinking more so like this would be my first time of leaving Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wanted to be a little bit far away, but also like still have that Philadelphia feel in some ways. Mm-hmm. MICA's campus is gorgeous. Have you been to MICA's campus?
I've seen it on going past it on 95. They've got some really good branding.
Nice.
Yeah. Like they have this one building that just like looks like an igloo. Like it's just beautiful. Like the way the glass, the architecture is.
Oh, cool.
And I just like, I wanted the campus feel in a way, but I also wanted to really focus on my art.
Yeah.
So I felt like, I don't know, just something told me to just go that way. And I'm really glad that I did because the people that are in Baltimore that I met are like some of the best people ever. It has like, it is called Charm City, but like it really does have that charm.
I love that.
Like there's even like, there's like that even kind of like Southern hospitality kind of, like they're so kind. Like
it,
I had such
all
great
creeps
experience.
In.
Yeah, they were great out there. So I'm really glad that I did that. And then in terms of going back to Philadelphia, I feel like this happens with a lot of people that go into art schools. They're like, once I get my art degree, like I'm going to go to New York and I'm just going to make it
yes.
and I'm going to be this big art star. And like, that's like my ultimate, that was like my ultimate dream. Like, oh man, I want to be a big art star. But then you like realize like when you come from more humble beginnings that it's, there's some things that you kind of have to like, you have to make networking connections. Mm-hmm. You have to market yourself. You got to learn about business. So there's a lot of things that you have to navigate after getting a degree. Like you still have to work like 20 times as hard still,
right.
you know?
Right.
Which is like, I graduated MICA in 2016. 10 years later, I'm just kind of like getting my footing into, like, you know, the art world.
Right.
Everything that I was learning in Baltimore, I kind of just wanted to go back home because I really love our community. I love Philadelphia. I think it's, you can see it in my art too. Like, yeah. I just have such a love for our community, and I just, like, I just know that we can just, like, create really great things if we just, like, put a lot of love into, like, uplifting each other and stuff. 100%. I know it sounds so cheesy,
but
why I'm, like, an educator, because, like, I just want to pay it forward and, like, uplift our community in any way. So eventually I just took my teaching and wanted to come back to Philly to kind of, like, give to the younger generation in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, you've gone through, many different, you have your master's of arts education. Yeah. You've gone through different types of art, art studio, sculpture, painting, drawing, AP art design. What was your favorite genre to teach and your favorite age group to engage with?
Okay. Well, I really love teaching AP art. I know, like, that's kind of like the obvious thing, but, like, it's just so cool because you teach kids, and with AP art, you're kind of seeing who they really are and, like, what they're interested in.
Yeah.
And you're nurturing that, right?
And they're the most dedicated.
Yeah, and they're, like, really, like, they want to learn. Like, they want to just take everything, and I want to give everything.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, I can teach sculpture. You want to learn? You want to do a portfolio that's about sculpture? All right. So it's, like, I get to, like, just throw everything into teaching them, and they're so receptive to it.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to think about, like, art as, like, a way to think about inquiry and research. Mm-hmm. Like, arts-based research is really something that I'm starting to think about in depth, like, the artist as a researcher. Within AP Art, you just see students using art as a way to think about bigger societal issues or equity, poverty, trans rights, things like that. So it's just really powerful, I feel, to teach that subject.
That's a beautiful way to think of it because each one of those pieces, right, each piece an artist makes has some story behind it, has some truth behind it, and leaning into the information that comes with each of those pieces of art.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, as you're creating your art, you're doing that same research.
Yeah.
That's
It's awesome. Like a cycle almost. It's so cool. Like, I'm doing the work, and then my students are also doing the work, and we're both, like, inspiring each other in some ways,
that's,
you know?
That's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really exciting. I'm really, like, I'm blessed to, like, be in that position, you know?
As you were touched by your professors
and
your teachers, you're doing now the same for each and every one of those kids.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, thanks. And
Do your past professors and teachers know that you're teaching and inspiring the next generation? Or have you been able to keep in touch with those?
Yeah, so I mean, I love community. So I always try to, like, I was invited to CCP to do, I was juring, like, a scholarship recently. So, like, even to go back, it's, like, full circle. Like, you go back into the place where you really started, and then to be able to be, like, to another student, like, hey, I see you. Like, you're great. You're going to do great things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, to go back into that space is, like, really cool. But, yeah, I keep in touch with my professors. I love my professors. So whenever I can, like, I'll go back for a talk.
I'm doing some research today. I saw that you do, I don't know how you would call it, store art with MacMart.
Oh, yeah.
I love MacMart. Oh, it's so good.
You've worked with MacMart?
Yeah.
That is so funny. Now, you did some research.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with art, like, in so many different
ways.
I'm
obsessed with macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my God. They're so funny. Shout out to MacMart.
Yes.
Yeah, so I have, like, a little side hustle.
I love that.
Upon other side hustles.
Yes.
Where I'll do, like, window paintings for businesses and stuff.
It's beautiful.
So I was able to work with MacMart. They're really cool. The food's great. You guys should try MacMart.
Oh, yes.
MacMart plug.
Yes.
That is so funny. But, yeah, like, you know when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, I was doing, like, Eagle storefronts and everything on the low.
That's great.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Because, like, again, I love all things Philadelphia.
Correct.
So to be able to, like, do Eagles storefronts was so cool.
That is great.
So funny.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome. And I live in Ardmore now, and so, like, now they have the Ardmore store up there.
I did Ardmore's too.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh my god!
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been a Mac Mart fan since the food truck days.
So good. So, it was delicious. They have the food, like they're bringing their food truck back. So.
And your art is so, like, it draws people in. It really does. Thank because you. You've That's taken nice of you to say. You've taken their ideas and their love of mac and cheese and made it into a beautiful piece that's inviting.
It's always great to work with like equally passionate people, you know? Yeah. You just like feed off each other.
Right.
Yeah, they're great. They were great. They were great to work with. The location in Ardmore, they're great too. Like, yes. Definitely. I just love how you can customize mac and cheese. Like, what more could you want? Art outside, customized mac and cheese inside. Like, so come on.
Good. So good. Do you have like a certain piece that you have worked on or that you are working on currently that you could kind of walk us through what your process was like?
I guess I could talk about the very first painting that I did for my series Philly Dreaming and Becoming. So I had this idea like years ago, like, man, I don't know why I kept popping in my head. I'm like, I really want to paint like my corner store that I grew up in. Like I grew up going to.
Right.
And I kept thinking about it, but I like pushed the idea in the back of my head and I eventually, like, years later, I'm in grad school, and I'm like, damn, maybe I should, like, paint that corner store painting. So I made the painting, and I went back to the location of the corner store when I was a kid, and I took a photograph of it. It being closed kind of, like, fit into me going back in time and revisiting it.
Yeah.
So then I take it into, like, Procreate in my iPad, and I, like, play around with the levels and the curves. And you know me, I'm bumping that color up.
Right, yes.
So, and then I use a photo reference. It doesn't always look like the photo reference, but I try to take a photograph that shows, like, a really intense sky. Because I think about, like, faith and things like that. And, yeah. Like, holding on to your dreams. I know it sounds kind of cheesy.
Oh, right.
Going back to Mac Mart reference right there. And I'll use the photo reference to make like a painting. But then when I'm painting, like I just like scrape stuff off, which if you look at my work, you kind of see like layers of like fleeting moments in the painting. And then I'll paint on top of it and I'll keep scraping and I'll paint on top of it. And then I will use rags sometimes when I'm working. I really love rags because it makes, like, this really, like, glowing halo effect. If you see some of my landscape paintings, like, the skies, and I'll, like, use rags to, like, rub the color in so it blends nicely. But, yeah, that painting was the first painting of the series where I kind of went back in time of my own development to think about, like, equity.
Yeah.
Our community.
Right.
Bigger they societal were so, issues.
The corner stores were so foundational to every little community that was created, both in South Philly and North Philly.
Yeah.
And you're right. They're closing left and right.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, this is a good way to kind of connect with our community. Because, you know, everyone kind of sees their own corner store in that painting, you
right.
know? Right. So that's what I was thinking about. Like, I don't know. When I'm making paintings, even when it's about me, I kind of want other people to feel, like, a joy in that moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, like, feel seen in some way.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I love that. Do you have any upcoming projects or exhibitions?
So I just graduated my master's, and thanks to Da Vinci Art Alliance, I was able to get a solo show. And from that solo show, now I have a bunch of galleries that I'm able to kind of work with.
Excellent.
Also, donate to Da Vinci Art Alliance if you can.
Yes,
we they're got really that. Great. They're, yes. really, they're amazing people in there, and they do a lot for community arts. I'm part of a group show called Water Ice at University The Arts League. And that's up till the end of August. It's about, like, resilience and joy in Philadelphia. So, like, fits kind of, like, with, like, the kind of artwork that I was doing.
I love it.
There's a lot of amazing artists in that show. So if you have time, please check that out.
We'll link that in the show notes.
Oh, cool. I have two paintings at a community gallery at 12th and Market. It's connected to the Marriott.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really cool gallery that I think people should, like, be exposed to, you know?
Yeah. I think I actually saw that on your Instagram, too. Yeah. Was that a relatively recent?
It went up in summer, and it's going to be done in October.
Okay.
But that's a really beautiful space. And then I'm going to be in a Philadelphia show at the Jane Gallery.
We love the Jane Gallery.
Yes. I listened to the podcast with the owner in it, and I think she's just so cool. That was a cool episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So neat.
I'm so excited to be in that show, and it's about, like, Philadelphia love and all things that we love about Philadelphia.
Can you tell us when that is?
That's going to happen in September. I think it's going to be like September 5th or something like that.
Awesome.
Okay.
So early September. Okay. And there's going to be a lot of beautiful work about our community and love in Philadelphia.
It'll be up for First Friday, yeah?
Yes, I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like the first Friday of September.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can check that out, that would be awesome.
Yes.
So I know good. What you're so doing good. On that Friday.
Yeah, me too. Oh, cool.
So where can people find you both online and in real life?
I like the real life. Right?
Do not stalk this girl, guys.
That's okay. You guys, come say hi. I'm kind of friendly. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on my Instagram at Dominique Sammarco. I have a studio at the Paper Mill Community. If you guys want to stop by, you can always come by.
Well, we have some rapid fire questions to conclude our talk today.
Cool.
So if you could describe the Philly art scene in one word.
Heart.
Love that. Love that. Yeah. Cheesesteaks, wit whiz, or without?
With.
Nice. If you had to pick one medium to work with for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Maybe acrylic paint.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. F. Mary Kill. Basquiat. Herring. Oh. Banksy.
Whoever he or she is.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Kill Banksy.
Okay.
Who knows?
I know exactly.
Who is this? It's not personal.
Who is this person?
Yes.
Sorry, I said that so fast, too. that's just a hard one, you know? Marry Basquiat.
Nice.
Fuck Keith Haring.
Okay. Your favorite Philadelphia neighborhood?
The one I grew up in, Frankfort.
Lovely. Favorite Philadelphia-based artist people are sleeping on?
My studio mate is Amber Rivera, and she's a phenomenal photographer. She works with Photography Without Borders, which is a really amazing organization that goes and helps out kids in the community as well to uplift them with photography. So shout out to Amber Rivera. She's an amazing photographer and teacher, too.
Getting her. Love that. I'm on it. Love it. So set the scene. The Philadelphia Museum of Art is on fire.
Oh,
but
gosh.
You have the superpower to save one wing. Which one do you save?
Oh, man. Contemporary. I know that's right. I really love the contemporary
Same.
Gallery.
Yes,
Same.
So do I.
I really love going in there. It's so joyful. It's like, there's so much going
right.
on.
It's so bright, that was so too, hard. And inviting.
Contemporary.
Who doesn't All love right. the urinal?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's so fun. It's like so resistant. Yes. Like,
Favorite beverage at the moment?
I'm a teacher. I drink like 3 cups of coffee. Like,
yeah. Gotta get through that day.
How do you take your coffee?
A little bit of cream, like, you know, sometimes if you go to Dunkin', you ask for cream. Sometimes it's a lot of cream. Okay. No, a little bit of cream.
Just
a little bit of cream, yeah.
Nice. Well, Dominique, thank you so much for your time today.
I appreciate this.
I will see you shortly at the Jane Gallery. You inspired, Robert.
So inspired. I mean, she has an amazing story that has come full circle on perfecting that art and then bringing it back to the same community that raised her. It's an incredible story.
And also something else that I failed to mention during that conversation, but now that we're talking about it, I'm thinking about how a past guest we had, Stephen, cited a former teacher that he had in elementary school mm-hmm. who spoke not so nicely about his art or about his interpretation of instructions. And, you know, if we had more of those inspirational teachers like Dominique and the ones who inspired Dominique, how many more kids out there would be moved to share?
Exactly, and at least make it more part of their life
mm-hmm.
because they were inspired by a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing this weekend? What's going on?
Petit Garçon and I already went to Old City, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't. Paradigm Gallery, the 3 exhibitions are closing on August 24th. Down in Bella Vista at Da Vinci Art Alliance, the two exhibitions, the U Arts and the Claire Cook and Ben Kramer, are up until 8:25. And then going back to Old City, originally Distinct's exhibition, I'm Me, Who Are You? At Pi Gallery is up until August 30th. Lauren Sapori's exhibition, Flightless Bird Headed East at Muse Gallery is up until August 31st. And Lucy's exhibition, Cornerstone, is at Jane Gallery until the end of the month.
If you make your way over to the Parkway at the Barnes, Where I'm From, an exhibition created by the artist from Mural Arts Philadelphia's Rec Crew and SCI Phoenix, is available until 8:25. From Paris to Provence, French Painting at the Barnes, an exhibition of Monet, Cézanne, Van Gogh, and others, is up until 8:31. Up the Parkway, you can find yourself at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where Boom Exhibition will be open until 9:01.
TikTok.
Brand by Editions, Innovation and Screen Printing Exhibition at the PMA is there until November 16th.
I think that one's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
It's like pop art.
If anyone has tickets or an in to the Calder's Garden opening, I want it. I want to go. I want to put on my tuxedo. I want to be there for opening night.
You heard him, people.
And with that, Philly has heart.
And art. You know what else would be cool other than you throwing out the first pitch at a Phillies opener?
What?
I would love for our new logo to be wrapped around Deceptibus.
Yeah. They could use the funds.
Oh, this route, sponsored by Philly Has Heart. Yeah.